Pennsylvania voters made their voices heard in yesterday's primary election, and the results could provide important insight into how November's general election might unfold in the swing state. As expected, both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump easily won their races, but there were a few surprises. Nikki Haley, who is no longer running for president, won more than 150,000 votes. For more, let's bring in Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent with NPR's Washington desk. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you.
And you. So what are your big takeaways from yesterday?
I'm struck by that big number you just mentioned. 156,000 votes for Nikki Haley, who dropped out of the presidential race back in March. We should add, of course, that was only 16% of the total Republican vote. The rest went to President Trump, who won all the delegates and is, of course, already the presumptive nominee. But here you had more than 150,000 Republicans. And by the way, this was a closed primary in Pennsylvania. You had to be a card-carrying or essentially a registered Republican to participate. So these were not crossovers or Democrats playing some kind of game. These Republicans turned out in a primary with relatively little suspense to vote for Haley. Now, we know that many of these will come back to vote for Trump in November, maybe most of them, but many may not. And this is a state where Donald Trump lost in 2020, and when he did win it in 2016, he won it with a margin of just 44,000 votes. So seeing 150,000 defections to Haley at this stage of this campaign is notable. And we should also note there were disaffected Democrats as well, about evenly split between former candidate Dean Phillips, who is a Minnesota congressman and got about 6% of the vote, and people who were writing in uncommitted. There was no printed line for uncommitted, so they were making a bit of a commitment to write in uncommitted.
As possibly a protest vote against President Biden. Let's mention Congresswoman Summer Lee, though, a progressive Democrat who won her primary last night, although she'd faced a primary challenge because she was one of the first members of Congress to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. She's accused Israel of committing war crimes there. What does her win tell us about how Democratic voters might be weighing the Israel-Gaza war?
40% against a House incumbent is a substantial vote. Most of the incumbents in both parties won yesterday with 100%. So a 40% against vote is a big deal, and it tells us that the Gaza-Israel divide is important. There are Democrats who will hold Lee's vote against aid to Israel against her in the fall, and also some of the protest moves that she was making during the State of the Union address earlier this year. But it's also worth noting that Lee has repeatedly condemned Hamas and worked with Jewish groups in Pittsburgh to address the rift within the party and within their communities. And she also had the support in this race of the Democratic establishment, both in Pittsburgh and from Democratic senators statewide. They have two. They both backed her. And the party leaders in Washington lined up behind her as well. Even Biden gave her a shout out in a visit to the state earlier. So it was hard to frame her as truly an anti-Biden protest.
Yeah. Others are watching the race in the 10th district in Pennsylvania. Republican Congressperson Scott Perry wants to get a seventh term in the House. However, Perry was involved in the effort to overturn the 2020 election, and Democrats seem to be very motivated to unseat him. What do you think that all the Pennsylvania races, but that in particular, might have an effect on the balance of power in the House?
If the Democrats could somehow knock off Scott Perry, that would be certainly significant. He came up very often in the January 6th investigation. A lot of Democrats would love to go after him. He's also a former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Now, that's the group that's been roiling the waters for some time now in the House, helping to drive out three Republican speakers so far. Perry won his primary unopposed, but there were six Democrats running for the nomination against him. That's very unusual. It's hard to find a good candidate against an incumbent congressman, but to have six people running, that's notable. And the winner was Janelle Stelson, a former television news anchor. She won with 44% in that crowded field, winning in all three counties in this South Central Pennsylvania stretch between Harrisburg and metropolitan Philadelphia. She has vowed to make this contest a real contest, despite the district's leanings. And at last report, she was down about 3-1 in cash on hand. But that's the sort of thing that can be addressed fairly quickly by National Democratic Party fundraising.
Ron, we have less than a minute left, and you and I both know a lot can happen between now and November. But what kind of issues do you think will end up being important in Pennsylvania?
Well, in Pennsylvania, among other things, we're going to be watching the progress of the Senate campaign there as a driver of voters in both parties to come out, even if they're not excited about their presidential candidates, as we can see not all of them are. Dave McCormick was able to clear the field on the Republican side. He got about 1 million votes in the primary yesterday. But meanwhile, on the Democratic side, they have longtime incumbent, Bob Casey, who got about 1.1 million votes. And he is a longtime political name in Pennsylvania. So this will be strength on strength, and we'll be watching the progress of the economy as well as feelings in that particular state about what's going on in foreign policy and immigration.
Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent with NPR's Washington Desk. As always, thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you,